Hundreds of Black Lives Matter protesters in Syracuse marched to City Hall yesterday to show their support for the nationwide movement against the killing of African Americans by police officers in other cities. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, elected and law enforcement officials met with angry but peaceful demonstrators to listen and acknowledge injustice.
No justice!
No peace!
Wake up, people!
The morning began with a march to Syracuse's City Hall, where the rally's organizer said the current breakdown in race relations with police comes out of fear. Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner and Police Chief Frank Fowler came out to speak with protesters. Fowler directly addressed the issue of hiring police from within city communities and says the first step is taking a police exam.
We're very interested in having people right from our community take the police exam and get hired. In fact, the mayor and I give preference to city residents.
Miner says she wants to dismantle the us versus them mentality.
You didn't see riot gear out here in the police officers. We're not afraid of our citizens. We're not afraid of our people. And unfortunately, there has been a climate that has been encouraged, I think, in this country to make us, you know, stand off against each other and to separate us.
Miner promised more meetings with protest organizers. Syracuse Common Councilor Khalid Bey says he gives credit to the protesters, mayor, and police for keeping the peace.
I talked with a couple of officers beforehand saying that we needed to be the example, you know, guide them safely, let them protest safely, and let's exit safely. And they did exactly that, and I have no doubt that their message was heard.
Get up! Get down!
Later that afternoon, hundreds of protesters again descended on downtown Syracuse for an official Black Lives Matter rally. Hervé Como, one of the organizers, says the group has a list of demands.
So many of these things have to do with independent oversight, accountability, and demilitarization. I don't want to live in a police state. I'm terrified, and I don't want to be scared anymore, and I don't think anyone else does either.
Protesters were peaceful and marched through several downtown Syracuse landmarks before ending at police headquarters. Many businesses and organizations downtown closed for the afternoon march. Police secured various streets for marchers and came to the assistance of one person who needed an ambulance. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.